Grab a seat. Doing a little benediction fake out this morning. Well, as I mentioned earlier, this morning marks 30th anniversary for us as a church. And so, you know, lots of ways we're going to celebrate over the course of the coming year. But as many of you know, like one of the primary things that's changed for us in the church over 30 years is like multi-site, right? Is one church in multiple locations. And a part of that is buildings, right? Is buildings in different parts of the city. And so last December, we had a congregational meeting where we approved the purchase of a building both in Shawnee as well as downtown. And we believe we found the right place, the right homes for us moving forward. It was a really powerful meeting. 98% voted yes. Since that meeting, we've had $500,000 in gifts of Reach KC towards the building project, as well as 4 months into our annual budget. We're about 4% over what we had planned for. So your generosity continues to blow us away. And at the meeting, sort of what we were doing, we were in the midst of building the plane while it was taking off, right? It was two buildings that we just got under contract like that week, doing lots of negotiations and really trying to discern after being under contract, we voted on let's enter into a due diligence period to see, well, what's it going to cost to build these places out? What are we getting ourselves into? And so at downtown, our early estimates were based on walkthroughs. We hadn't really been able to do a ton of due diligence work. And what we found is costs going up more than what we initially anticipated. And the primary drivers of those being life safety issues due to occupancy changes. So it used to be an office space. Now it's going to be assembly space. That requires a significant change to sprinkler systems, those sorts of things, as well as the remediation of hazardous materials. And so the result is, as of today, we expect the build out at downtown to be about $750,000 more than what we thought it was in December. During this time, we've continued to look at other buildings, other spaces, other potential long-term homes to assess options, to sense, like, is this what a building should cost, you know, for a church downtown? And we continue to believe this is the right space for our downtown campus moving forward. For Shawnee and our building, we have a little bit of a longer due diligence period. And so last week, as I mentioned, we had a kind of a dreaming session with our architect. Our general contractor and architect are fast away working on plans for what our permanent space would be. And it's just clear that our initial anticipation in Shawnee we didn't have enough budgeted for what we're going to need in the new space. So downtown is about $750,000 more. Shawnee, right now, we're in the neighborhood of about $500,000 more than what we initially anticipated. And there's a couple things from Shawnee's standpoint. One is, this space has been incredibly helpful for us in anticipating our next space. One is we just have significantly more guest traffic than we ever had at Trail Ridge, and I think that's made us change expectations for what we're going to need in our new facility. And secondly, this building is about 10,700 square feet, which I think y'all being here know, like, that's too small for what we need. But our original estimate was 10,000 square feet for our new facility, and so. The excitement around some growth here and new people here, as well as understanding who we are and our space, has led us just to say, you know, we need a little bit more square footage, which is what's driving the increase in Shawnee. And so again, with both properties, we're going to continue. We're still in due diligence period, right? We haven't closed on those contracts yet in Shawnee. We won't close until mid-April. Our due diligence period ends the end of March. Downtown will close more towards the end of March. And so we continue to do our due diligence. We're continuing to get the best numbers that we can. Again, in many ways, we're a congregation that's trying two projects at once, building the plane while it's in the air. And so there's a challenge to that. And so right now what we're looking at is that we're about $1.25 million over what we thought we were in December. And that's a lot of money, right? There's no way around that. That's a lot of money. One of the good things in that is that in December, we were very conservative in terms of what we expected from a cash standpoint. And so today, our expectation is that $1.25 million, we don't need to take out any more debt. We have the cash flow and the debt clearance that you guys approved in December to do everything that we need to do with that $1.25 million. And so while we missed in terms of what we thought it would cost, and the due diligence period has revealed more information to us, we also took a very conservative position cash flow-wise. That means we were able to sort of take on that difference in terms of what we expect to pay out. And here's the thing. I think the bottom line is we've wrestled with this as elders, campus pastors, senior pastors, More so downtown. I think Shawnee, this is, we're never in doubt. Is this the right move? 500,000 is not phasing to me. I think this is just better to project for growth. But we've asked, like, are these the right buildings? Is this the right way forward? And we continue to have really great unity. Yes, this is the right way, the right path forward, the right way forward. And we continue to be in due diligence, period. And so what we'd ask you to do is pray, first of all. Secondly, we're going to have a Q&A after this service. If you have more questions, you want to push into more details, I'm here to do that. Ryan Deeker's an elder. He's here to do that with us. Mitch is calling a basketball game somewhere, so he couldn't be with us this morning. So about 10 minutes after service ends, we can be in here, answer any questions that you have. And as I said, listen, one of the parts of being in a congregation is we'll give you all the information we can, ask for your approval, what we know, and we just keep moving forward. And so it's hard to know everything in one moment, right? And so we're building the plane as we take off. We're going to continue to be transparent. As we learn more information, we're going to pass that along to you, keep you in the loop as we go. And we would appreciate your prayers. And then secondly, and more importantly, we need your generosity, right? And not just financially. Last Sunday, this Sunday is kind of a bummer because it snowed, but last Sunday we had 260 people here on a Sunday morning. And here's the deal, the only way we're going to get to a church of 300, 350 people is for you to be committed to helping us serve, and in particular in children's ministry. That's where we grow. That's where we need the most help, the most continual help. And we will not grow to a church of 300, 350 people if we don't have more help there. We just will not be able to welcome the new families who come in, who have kids, who want to be loved. And so, Katie's first Sunday was last Sunday. This would be a great time to go reach out to her. You're going to want to work with her anyway. But we need your help to push forward as God's on the move here. And the last thing I would say, and I've gone way too long, but here, I know this is a tough problem, but I'm glad for this because, if we weren't trying to do anything as a church, right, if we didn't care about church planning, if we were trying to do our own thing just in one part of the city, we wouldn't be in this, in difficult positions where we need to find long-term homes for two campuses because we're committed to reaching our whole city through local church parish ministry, community-based churches, and that's just harder and takes long, and I'm glad we do that. It costs more, it takes more time, but it means many of you have found a home here because we're not just in Leawood anymore. We're in Shawnee, we're in Olathe, downtown, Brookside, and we want to continue to do that, and we need your help.